We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
That's right. Come see us. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show you. We were out here at Minute Maid Park on the corner of Congress and Crawford, directly across the street from Minute Maid Park, staring at the Clydesdale. I mean, Tyler is mesmerized over here with these horses. It's pretty impressive. So, but nonetheless, come through, say hello. Shows over there flirting with one of them. But nonetheless. Again, here we are on a couple hours away from first pitch of game two of the World Series, and there's a little bit of football news out there, Show. There's a tad bit of football news out there. Obviously, everybody knows that Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. A report broke, it's probably been a couple of weeks now, that the Miami Dolphins were getting real aggressive in pursuing Deshaun Watson. The report broke that the Carolina Panthers had jumped on board and were pursuing Deshaun Watson. And then John McClain actually wrote an article and outlined somewhat what's going on, at least what he's hearing is going on with Deshaun Watson. And apparently there is a deal that's been agreed to by the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins, according to this article. And there are a couple of stipulations. There's a couple of things that it's contingent upon, and one of them is the Roger Goodell assuring the Dolphins that Deshaun would not be put on the exempt list if he was indeed traded to the Dolphins, if they completed a trade for Deshaun Watson. Well, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, he was asked specifically about that. I believe it was yesterday at his meeting with the press. This is Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, on whether Deshaun Watson would be suspended or not suspended, would be put on the commissioner's exempt list if he was indeed traded.
Roger, what can you tell us about the status of the Deshaun Watson investigation and specifically what it is about his case that hasn't risen to the level of putting him on commissioner's exempt list?
There obviously are other, I'll call it legal approaches that are being made either through civil cases. Obviously, the police have been investigating also. We don't have all the access to that information at this point in time, and we pride ourselves on not interfering in that, being cooperative as we can to make sure we get all the facts. But I think that process is still ongoing. And until that process is ongoing and we have enough data and enough information to be able to make a determination of whether he should go on commissioner exempt, we don't feel that we have that necessary information at this point.
Show, I may be reading between the lines, but it sure sounds to me like Deshaun Watson is eligible. If a trade were to be made, according to Roger Goodell, that he, at this point in time, he's eligible. Now, he reserves a right, obviously, at any point in time to change his mind, but it appears to me when he was put on the spot, I mean, his response is ultimately that Deshaun Watson would be eligible if he were to be traded.
Yeah, the only thing is because with that – and when you take that account of what McClain is reporting, it would make me wonder, well, why would the Dolphins not go ahead and go through with the deal? If he'll be eligible to play, then I wonder why the Dolphins wouldn't just say, okay, all right, we've got confirmation that he can play, and we're going to make the move.
Well, I think there's risk there. I mean, I think there's still risk there because, like I said, the commissioner at any point in time could
step in,
could change course and step in. But I just thought it was very interesting that he was put on the spot specifically, and didn't appear to be to have any stance on him not being eligible when put on the spot. I don't. Again, he can change course at any point in time, but still, that was a pretty interesting response. I think another big part of it is obviously Deshaun Watson, you know, settling, if you will, some of the off the field stuff issues that he's had in order to make this thing go through. I think it's a long shot show, but I think there is a possibility that this thing could go down before the trade deadline.
I will say it was interesting to hear him speak and to say that and hear some of the reports, because to me, when I heard John McClain saying to us last week that he felt like a deal would be done by the end of the week, and then we started to see that not occur, and we started to see the movement change a little bit, I thought for me it was, okay, maybe the league got to these said teams and said, look, he ain't going to be able to play. Like, and that's what slowed it down and what stopped it. But it was interesting to hear him say, basically come out and say, like, there wouldn't be any real consequences to him right now. I thought it was the other way. I thought that's what stopped the Dolphins from going ahead and making the deal, because maybe they got confirmation that, all right, if you try to play him, then this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, look, I don't doubt in any way, shape, or form that there's some behind-the-scenes conversations being had about Deshaun Watson and between the league and between other, you know, the Texans and other teams that may or may not be interested. Now, what I believe it's happening, you know, the details of whether we believe those details or not, I think that's where the question lies. I don't know what reports to believe and what reports not to believe, but I do think there's, with this much smoke, there's got to be some fire, and there's a good chance that Deshaun Watson will be moved before the trade deadline coming up here in, hell, what is it, 6 days?
Yeah, November. Yeah, 6 days, November 2nd, I believe, or something like that.
It is November already. Good gosh.
Almost, baby. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what Roger Goodell in the league and this Deshaun situation and how it shakes out.
Wide 80. Well, there's a couple of quarterbacks with the Texans right now that are on the practice field. I did say a couple of quarterbacks. That's right. Tyrod Taylor is back at practice today. What capacity? I have no idea. But here is David Culley speaking on the current Texans quarterback situation, and Tyrod Taylor specifically.
We designate him as a return. As far as the status for the game, that's still up in the air, right? Davis will get the reps today. Tyrod, we're just easing him back into practice just to see where he's at. Tyrod's a veteran. He's been around here. He doesn't have to have all the reps. Davis needs the reps. If Davis is going to be playing this week as our starting quarterback, and right now he is, if Tyrod cannot go, he's going to be the quarterback. Tyrod doesn't have to have those reps. If if we knew Tyrod was healthy to play going into this week, then he would get those reps. As we move into the week, Tyrod, we feel good about where Tyrod is at, then we'll give him some of his reps. But him being a veteran quarterback, that's not an issue.
Show, it's happening. It's happening.
You're really hanging on this, aren't you?
It's happening. I mean, I'm just here to tell you. I mean, Culley would be crazy to start Tyrod Taylor after coming off the injured list, after being out for a month. He would be crazy after what he's watched on film with this Houston Texans run game, with this offensive line, with the receiver's inability to separate and create explosives, or hell, create anything for that matter. He would be crazy to put Tyrod Taylor back out there versus the LA Rams. And I'll be honest with you, Tyrod would be crazy to push to be back out there versus like legitimately crazy. I told you when them reports came out, I think it was John McClain reported confidently, yep, Tyrod Taylor's going to start this week. I said, no, I bet you. I just had a pretty good feeling that come practice time, it was going to be, well, we're going to ease him back in. We're going to ease him back in this week, and then Thursday or Friday, he's not going to be able to go. And then Monday of next week, before you stare down the barrel at the Miami Dolphins, who, by the way, are one of, if not the worst defense in the NFL right now, Tyrod Taylor's going to be back in the starting lineup.
But my thing, it almost sounds backwards. I got to get an understanding why you feel this way, because it almost sounds like that would be them protecting Tyrod Taylor. Like, they want Tyrod Taylor to be in the situation where he looks better, and you would think that would be for the rookie. Like, it sounds like we'd rather throw Davis Mills, we'd rather push his ass into the water where all the sharks are with Aaron Donald and them crew, instead of the veteran. Like, it's
well,
like
that's already happened. I mean, you look at the defenses that he's faced. I mean, that's already happened. I think you can't.
Tyrod was hurt there, right?
And No, I'm not saying. Yeah, I'm not saying they did. They had a choice. I'm saying, but like, he's already been exposed to some nasty defenses, and you're in the stand. You couldn't avoid those particular things. We've heard David Culley say, look, we need Tyrod Taylor to be a lift. If he's that lift, you know, we need Tyrod Taylor to be that lift. If you want to get Tyrod Taylor back in the game, change the course of what's been going on, create a little bit of momentum, a little bit of energy in the locker room, Tyrod Taylor needs to go out there and play well when he does get back on the field. Mm. And it's in his best interest. If playing well is what we're looking for, it's going to be a whole hell of a lot easier versus the Miami Dolphins than it is the Rams. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter, man. I mean, it's David Culley, if he really thinks that Tyrod Taylor is going to lift this organization and lift this locker room and the huddle, if you will, which he very well may. I'm just here to tell you that it's going to be a whole hell of a lot easier to do that next weekend than it is this weekend.
God, dog. So they just – That's wild. I just didn't think started, I would have thought, all right, who's the guy they're going to throw into the Wolves? It would be Tyrod. Who's the guy they're going to kind of put together against the better matchup, the easier matchup? It would be Davis Mills and Sonny Bo.
Well, here's the other thing that's interesting is like David Culley talking about Tyrod Taylor don't need those reps. He does need those reps. Yeah, I mean, Tyrod Taylor, I mean, every quarterback needs a week of reps when they go play a game. Needs them. Not, well, it'd be nice. And I mean, they need it. I mean, you take.
Sometimes they say veterans, they know they don't need it as much.
I'm going to tell you. Guy. Well, I tell you what, if I'm coaching a team and I got to play Tom Brady, I hope it's on a week where he don't practice all week long. How about that? if I got to play Pat Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, I tell y'all what, y'all sit him out of practice for about 3 days and then let me play him. I guarantee you it's different, right? And so – It's no surprise that here we sit Wednesday and Davis Mills is getting a start in reps. He's going to run against the Rams, and it's probably going to be a tough outing because Aaron Donald is an absolute monster. You think that right guard and that right tackle and that center struggled last week? Wait till Aaron Donald gets to town this weekend. So it's just interesting. I should have made a bet on that. I should have bet you on that because I think you were doubting
that he's going to start. I still may make the bet with you.
Show it's Wednesday and he's not practicing.
He practiced today.
But he's not getting all the reps.
But he don't need
them all. Which is even worse if you think about it. Like, is he healthy enough to play or not? If he's healthy enough to play, let him get all the reps. If not, give the rookie all the reps so he's not half-cocked going into the Rams game.
Who do I ride with?
I told you how this thing's going to work. We're easing back in. We'll know later in the week if he's ready to play against the Rams. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, baby. Nah. I think he's going.
What are you gonna bet on it?
I'm trying to think if I feel that confident about it. Like you are. I mean, you are in a position of hellacious confidence. I mean, you are.
Look,
I think
it would be
with your leg up.
I think it would be a bad idea if we're just looking at the injury, and if the injury does not allow him to practice on Wednesday, it would be a bad idea to bring him back this week, right? It regardless of all the other stuff I mentioned, if why would you rush him?
I mean, he is going to be practicing the two heavy days, Wednesday and Thursday, right? The padded days.
He already said Davis Mills is getting reps today.
He's getting some reps. I mean, he's getting some.
Yeah, you talk yourself into it if you want to.
He don't need to have all of them, though. He's a vet, baby.
Yeah.
He's a vet.
Yeah.
He's a vet.
He's got a total of 4 games in the last 4 years. He don't need no reps. He don't need no reps, bub. Hell with it, man.
All right, the lineups are out for the Astros, and let's just say Clint didn't get what he wants. Clint did not get at all what he wanted. He believes there's got to be a change made and disagrees with what Dusty did. We will discuss all of that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 2 of the World Series. Here's Clint Sterner in the show.
All right, Clint is he was hot on this, and I love it. I love it. This is a good old pick a side, baby. And text line 713-572. I'm sorry, Show's Army text line 713-572-4610.
You just apologize to yourself for using your tagline.
I didn't properly give it what it's due.
That's interesting.
You're damn right. Text in. You can and tell us which side you're on, Clint. You were all for it. You feel like there needed to be a shakeup tonight.
Yeah, I do. I feel like you're on borrowed time here, man. You got three games guaranteed, and with this particular lineup, the lineup's got to carry you offensively. And I think there's several spots to discuss, but I do think there's one spot in this lineup that needs to change, and that's Alex Bregman in the three hole. I'm not basing this off of last night and the struggles for Bregman last night. I mean, it's based off of what he's done since he's returned. Really, he's just had a hard time getting – returned from injury, by the way. He's had a hard time getting into a groove. And since the playoffs have started, he's had two extra base hits and 48 postseason at-bats. I mean, it's just one of those where he's in a bad spot. And then you watch what he's doing. You watch him last night. There's no confidence. He appears to be frustrated.
That strikeout looking yesterday where he just put the bat down.
I mean,
he was very frustrated.
He's not seeing it well. He's not swinging it well. He's not getting good wood on it. And right now you've got, it's not like this is a lineup where, you don't have other guys to put in that three hole. You got the AL batting champ in Yuli Gurriel, who's batting seventh or sixth?
He's batting seventh.
Seventh.
He's batting behind Tucker.
And then you got Kyle Tucker, who I believe leads the postseason in RBIs, if I'm not mistaken. But he's definitely hot, and he's definitely seeing it well and swinging it well.
He certainly leads the Astros in RBIs.
I mean, that's when you got those guys at the back of their lineup just waiting. I think there's a real conversation to be had about moving Bregman to the six hole or the seven hole, and moving. I would move Tucker to the three hole. And like I said, you're on borrowed time. You got three games that you're guaranteed. It's time for it's time to make the moves that you think are best for the team for the next three games, not worrying about somebody's feelings moving forward.
Let's hear from the people. Do you feel like they need to shuffle this lineup? Do you feel like they need to change this lineup? To go more to your point, last night, Altuve, Bregman, and Correa, your 1-3-5 hitters, were 0-for-12 last night with one RBI, hit by pitch and walk. And then Brantley, Tucker, and Yuli were 7-for-13 last night in the game. And that is your 2-7-6-7 hitters. They were struggling in a big way in last night's game. Now, Dusty gave you the finger and said, "Nah, I'm going to go with what I want to go with." And he kept the same lineup. Of course, he switched to center fielder because that's what Dusty likes to do.
Yeah.
But he kept everybody there. Now, I think the person – see, you talk about Bregman. The person to me that's struggling the most, and I'm having a hard time just with his approach and everything, the pitches he's picking out to swing at, and John Smoltz can't stop talking about it, is Jose Altuve. But you're not you don't have the thoughts of doing anything with him. Is he just – you just got to wait him out?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he's your leadoff. In my opinion, Jose Altuve is a guy that's earned the right to be the leadoff hitter, to stay the leadoff hitter. In make huge moments this year in the playoffs and his entire career in the playoffs, he's been spectacular. He's shown the ability to be in a stretch. He's had three hits since the ALCS started, and it's been ugly, but boy, they've been huge hits for the Astros. And so I personally would ride with Altuve in the leadoff spot, and I would make the change at the three hole with Bregman. That's where I'm at with it. I wouldn't worry about so much about, well, the players may think it was a panic move, or the players may think that you lose faith in them if you move them from the three hole to the six hole.
You don't think that's a big deal? Like, you don't think, like,
no, I think they're grown men. I think they're some of the best baseball players in the game. And if at any point in time in a series, the head coach, especially when it's blatantly obvious if you look at the numbers, if a head coach decides that somebody else that's a phenomenal player in Major League Baseball is better off in the three hole, if you get your feelings hurt about it, or if the team were to look at Dustin and say, "Oh, he's panicking," I think there's pretty good justification for what we're talking about doing here. He's had no problem moving Correa around. He's had no problem moving the AL batting champ around from the five hole to the six hole to the seven hole. I mean, they've shuffled this lineup with the exception of a couple of guys all year long, and so why I have a hard time siding with, oh, well, it's the players may look at it like it's panic mode. The players would look at it like it's a weakness. I mean, these are Major League Baseball players. This lineup 1-7 is explosive. It's not like Dusty would be moving a hitter up that's some random hitter that can't hold Bregman's jock to put in the three hole. I mean, these dudes are the luxury that Dusty has to shuffle this lineup if he so chooses, I think deserves more than, well, the manager's panicking. No, he's not. He's putting a hot hitter that's seeing it really well in a position that the team needs him in. In my opinion, that's to me, I don't like the thought, because it's awfully weak to me if the team and the lineup and the players around Dusty view a move like that as a panic move or a losing faith in them kind of move. Hey, it is what it is, man. You got some hot hitters that are batting seventh. I mean, you got a hot hitter that's batting seventh. You got another hot one that's batting sixth. And your three-hole hitter has been struggling mightily. Yeah, I'd be okay with the move.
Yeah, Clint Sterner, run the show right outside of the corner of Crawford and Congress as we get you set for game two. Yeah, I'm with that. I get your opinion. My opinion is I think – Game two of the World Series would be the worst time to show that you're panicked if you're Dusty Baker to your team and the message it sends. And I understand they're grown men, but a lot of the athletes in any sport, they have feelings that don't act like grown men a lot of the times. They respond and react in certain ways. And to me, I think it would be a tough signal for guys that I think have earned it. I think guys like Altuve and Bregman and Brantley, who struggled earlier when they were in that top three, was, what, 5-for-40 or something in that Boston Red Sox series before they turned it around at the end of game four.
Well, there's a major difference between what Altuve's earned and what Bregman's earned, particularly if you're talking about playoffs. There's a huge difference.
In my opinion, I think Altuve has a better resume, but Bregman is – is one of the best players in baseball and finished second in the MVP race a couple years ago, like Alex Bregman, to me, he's earned the ability. Like, he's got to go into some sort of Martin Maldonado type of stretch before I say, all right, man, I got a Yankee.
Really?
He's got to be absolutely doo doo where you walk up there and I feel like that cat's ain't got no chance.
So he's got to hit sub 100. But listen, what you're saying is he's got to hit sub 100 for you to move the AL batting champ into his hole in the World Series.
To move Alex Bregman and to potentially lose him, because I think you got to have him. As Tony Gwynn said, the one dude in the lineup I ain't messing with is Alex Bregman. And yeah, Alex Bregman, Altuve, those guys. I'm just not panicking in week one. In the first game of the World Series, I'm not in a panic, and I got to trust that these guys will figure things out. Just like he trusted the top of the order in that last series against the Red Sox when they were struggling like hell. Just like he trusted Yuli when he was struggling in the White Sox series. I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it one bit. I mean, I'd love to see the guy. You know, I'd love to see him get out of the slump that he's in and start swinging the bat better. I just know the Strohs are on borrowed time, and you got some hellacious bats that are hitting sixth and seventh in this lineup, and I personally would move him. I'm not minimizing the player that Bregman is. Bregman's a great player. There's no question about it. I don't think anybody on this roster has necessarily earned the right to just be horrific and not have a discussion about whether they should move him and it not be the head coach.
You think Bregman's been horrific?
Yes. Yeah.
That's strong. He just had a multi-hit game in game six in the clincher against the Red Sox. I don't think he's been hurt. Like, if he's been horrific.
No. You said he has to be Maldonado bad. That would be horrific. That's what
yeah,
I was
– Oh,
no,
okay.
He's been bad. Now, he's
no,
been bad.
Say, I thought you were saying that thought Bregman's been horrific.
You said in order to move Bregman,
yeah,
you needed to be Maldonado type. Yeah that's horrific. No, but he's been bad. Yeah, there's no question.
He's not been himself.
He's hurt this team, and he's lost at the plate. Yeah, there's no question about it.
See, yeah, that, I guess that's where we do. I don't know that he's – I think he was lost last night. I think last night against guys, he wasn't seeing the ball well. I don't think overall that Bregman is lost.
Well, there's a
Maldonado's lost.
Like I said, if he's batting third for a normal lineup in Major League Baseball, this conversation is not even being had. There's different parts of the conversation that are different because it's Houston and because you have such phenomenal sticks that are hot hitting behind him, right? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say Bregman's a bad ball player. He's not a bad hitter. He's not. I mean, he's one of the best. I get it, but the dynamic that is the Astros is they've got amazing bats that are hitting three or four spots behind him that are hot right this moment. And I don't think there's a big issue if they were to make this. Clearly, you and Dusty are on the same train of thought.
And Bob Nightingale as well.
Yeah, y'all worried about hurting feelings.
I'm not worried about hurting feelings. It's not about hurting feelings.
Panic. You don't panic.
I'm surprised, man.
Change that lineup, man.
You don't panic, man. You throw two picks against Alabama, I'm not panicking and pulling you for whoever your backup is.
Larry Hoyt. Look, you got a backup that threw five last week. And I'm out there messing the bed. Yeah, you can damn sure justify it. I guarantee you the team wouldn't call
You're
it panic.
Two-time All-SEC quarterback, second team, obviously. Two-time All-SEC quarterback. I'm not pulling you. I'm not pulling you.
I'm just telling you.
You got to do a whole lot. You got to do a whole lot for me to do it.
I wonder how many people would view. If Dusty shuffled the lineup and put Kyle Tucker in the three hole and Bregman in the six hole, how many people would think it was a panic? I'm curious.
Oh, text in 713-572-4610. How many of y'all think it would be a panic move? All right, we got to get to this because Dusty Baker is not happy because Rob Manfred has put it all on the table and put his foot on the ground, and he is coming at the Astros, maybe making them at a disadvantage tonight. You don't want to hear the latest on Game 2 coming up next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series.
visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Sports Radio 610, live from outside Minute Maid Park at the corner of Crawford and Congress for tonight's Game 2 of the World Series. Here's Clint Sterner in the show.
All right, Clint, this is the portion of the show where Rob Manfred pisses off all of the Houston Astros fans. This is something. I'm telling you, this is why you got to love sports. Sometimes you see some stuff, yeah, I didn't even know you could do. I didn't even know it was possible to do. But this is the latest on Game 2. Game 2 tonight. Minute Maid Ballpark, the roof will be open. So, all right, everybody rolling out here, coming to the game. The roof's going to be open tonight. Was not made in a decision by the Astros themselves. They were mandated by Rob Little Shot. Rob, I'm calling him Little Shot here. Big
He's
shot,
calling the shot.
Big Shot Rob Manfred, the commissioner, has come out, man, and said, nope. Tonight's game two. Was there a tornado warning somewhere near? I could have sworn there was a weather issue. Well, I mean, anyway.
I got checked on by at least four people that live on the north side this morning am I okay in the tornado watch? So, yeah. I mean, it was pretty rough weather, but as it always is in Houston, it can change at the drop of a dime. And here we sit on a beautiful Wednesday?
Beautiful Wednesday
afternoon.
Game two.
Yeah.
And the roof
is interesting, though, show.
Did you know that? I did not know that. I did not know that the commissioner could control how ballparks use their stadium.
Their retractable roof.
Yeah. Like, what if a rainstorm hits at some point here? And it's Houston. It can happen at any moment. What if rain hits and then they have to have a stoppage to close the roof?
That seems like a decision that Rob Manfred would want to steer clear of.
Yeah,
right. I mean, that seems like one that you would like to keep the roof closed, like you said. What if a storm hit or something? You know, you'd like to keep it closed. If something were to happen, you'd much rather it be on the team, the home team, not the commissioner. But we'll see. I mean, I didn't know that the commissioner had that kind of power and made that decision. I didn't know that.
Now here's some things that we're looking at here. Once again, if you're just jumping in, the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, has mandated that the Astros have the roof open tonight for Game 2 in the World Series. So the roof will not be closed. It will be open. So if you're enjoying the game, you can enjoy some nice weather with the roof open tonight. hopefully it doesn't rain.
Hey, you just hope you ain't in – I guess the sun will be down.
The sun will be – oh, yeah.
But
if you
show up a little early for BP right now and that sun's beating on your seat, well, you bring your kids to the game and you sit down, you're expecting to have that roof closed.
It will be closed for batting practice.
Okay,
gotcha. It will be closed for BP, gotcha. And it will open at 6:15. This is only the seventh game of the season. They play at 81 here in the postseason. This is the seventh game of the season that they've played with the roof open this year.
Hmm.
And players and coaches aren't thrilled and feel like it could potentially be an equalizer, so much so, I don't know that I love this, but Dusty Baker spoke on it, and he said, it will probably take away from some of our home field advantage because we don't know how the ball will carry.
Oh, wow.
With the roof open.
Well, here's the deal, is if that was public knowledge, which I'm assuming it was, that the commissioner could make that decision, they probably should have practiced with the roof open at some point during the break before the World Series started.
Well, if I it is indeed practicing a lot with the roof open.
Well, okay, then I would think they'd be all right, right?
Yeah, and they play their other 81 games generally outside.
Sure. Yeah, no, I got to believe that the both teams knew that the commissioner could make this decision and that there was potential of playing with the roof open. And whatever that changes for Dusty Baker and this particular, I would assume the outfield more so than anything, but whatever it changes, I would like to think that they've worked on consistently over the season, right?
As our trusty fill-in producer Jim Mudd says, it's an MLB event and the MLB controls it, so that's why they get to make the decision there.
It's an interesting control, though. It's an interesting. Who sat around the table and said, "All right, we got the World Series going on in Houston"?
And well, I would think it's just some sort of they did it for competition or fairness or something, in case some team.
I don't. Hell, that would slap home field advantage square in the face. Like, yeah, I mean, what's the point, right? I mean, I that's just, again, maybe that's why I'm not in one of those decision-making seats. That would be a decision that we would probably nix off the meeting agenda if it were me talking about the World Series. I got a lot of concerns, a lot of decisions, a lot of things the commissioner needs to be worried about. But I wouldn't think the roof being open in Houston at Minute Maid Park in Game 2 would be on that list.
Can I say that? I really don't. I'm not going to make a big deal of it. I really don't love what Dusty said. That feels like you're making an excuse to me. It takes away some of our home field advantage. Maybe if he said it takes away some of our home field advantage because it'll be loud as hell and it can get to, with the roof closed, it's going to be much louder inside of Minute Maid besides open. Obviously, there's nowhere for the noise to go. Like, I can even get that. But don't give me because we don't know how the ball's going to carry. You play all your other games outside.
Yeah.
Again, Atlanta's never played in here. You practice with the roof open. I've seen many of videos during batting practice or you guys are shagging fly balls with the roof is open. Don't give me that we don't know where the ball's going
to
carry.
Yeah, either way it goes, I would prefer my manager to say, hell, it don't matter.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's raining. It doesn't matter if it's snowing. We're going to go out there and play ball. We're going to get a victory. Yeah, that I would prefer that instead of, well, it takes a little bit of our home field advantage away. But I don't want to doubt Dusty. I guess Dusty, he's got some experience in that ballpark. He's got a lot more experience in that ballpark than I do with the roof open or closed. So I'll ride with Dusty on this one.
Yeah, to me that's not the big thing. I don't think either there isn't an advantage with this happening. I don't think the Astros are in a disadvantage, or the Braves are at a disadvantage with this. The interesting thing is. That feels weird, though, that right now I would love for Rob Manfred to come out and express why he is doing this.
That'd do it for you?
No, I just like to understand, like, what is the reasoning for it? Like, why does he need the roof to be open? What would be the reason? The weather's fine. It's 70. It'll be a similar weather.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. It's already beautiful.
Is that you think that's what it is? The visual on television. That's the only thing I can guess.
I have no idea. I don't know why it's even on the commissioner's.
The table.
I don't even know why it's the commissioner's making the decision. Like, not that I'm not mad about it. Hell, do whatever you want to do.
Could you imagine a playoff game where Roger Goodell came out and said, "Hey, the Texans, you know, when they get to a playoff game, the Texans, you got to have that roof open."
Right. Yeah, no,
makes that decision?
Whatever.
The hell we do.
Six one way, half dozen another for me, man. I'm going out there to play ball. I got a lot more to worry about than the damn roof being open. I promise you. You look across there, like whoever starts at quarterback for the Texans this weekend, you think they're going to be worried about the damn roof? They're looking across Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. They ain't worried about no damn roof. I mean, ultimately with the Astros tonight is I don't think they're real worried about – the players would be real worried about the roof. I don't think it's going to impact the game in any way, shape, or form. I just wonder why in the hell it's on the commissioner's list of decisions to make before game two.
I think this is great for Astros fans.
What do you think is great?
I think this just adds to it. Like, someone just texted in on Show's Army text line, old Irwin, our guy. The commission is doing this to take away the crowd noise factor because it's clear he doesn't want the Astros to win. I think Astros fans are going to rally around this and think of all teams that he's trying to control, he's going to do it to the Astros, whether it's true or not. But I think many Astros fans are going to look at this and like, oh, they really don't want us to win.
Well, I mean, look, here's the deal. If you are going to – if we're going to discuss this in a way of you know, what really matters or not, I do think that is a difference maker. Like, I don't know about the wind and the elements and all that jive, the lighting, all that. But the fact that the roof being off will impact – the crowd's ability to be a factor in the game, late in the game in particular, critical moments, I do think that is a – I'm not saying he's doing it because he doesn't like the Astros. I'm simply saying that there's – if there's a conversation here to be had, it's about crowd noise and the fact that it would be louder if the roof was closed than it is if it's open.
From the text line, show you dumbass, the ball can be picked in the wind. Well – ma'am or sir, as if I could respond to you. Hey, you dumbass. What Dusty said was it's some sort of advantage. What I'm telling you is this is not the first time either team has played outdoors.
right? The Astros play outdoors too, right? They've played outside before 81 different times this year. They played outside. So, yes, they have been around wind before. They've seen wind before. They've seen wind in this stadium more than the Atlanta Braves have, dumbass. So, yes, it is fair to say that there is not an advantage for either team because of so-called wind. That was just, to me, I can call it how I see it. I think that's kind of weak from Dusty.
I do, too. I agree.
For me, like, just come out and say, hey, man, we don't – I didn't have to find it interesting that the commissioner is mandating us to do it. I didn't know that was a thing. But we'll go play wherever. We played here. We played with the roof open 7 times this year. We've practiced with the roof open. Come on.
Oh, no, I agree with you. If Dusty's going to – if he's going to respond in any way, it's got to be about the noise. It's got to be about the – hey, look, we'd like to be able to capture all the noise we possibly can in critical moments, but – obviously, that's not the plan. We'll move forward with a good plan here and try to get us a W.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. That's a weak response. No question.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what Rob does when they move to Atlanta. Maybe he'll do something with their ballpark.
Especially from a manager that's scared to shake his lineup up a little bit because he's going to panic.
Clint Sterner, Rod, the show. Down here across the street from Minute Maid on the corner of Crawford and Congress. Come say hi like this family is. They're waving at us. How you doing? Thank you. Nice glasses.
That was actually the bird. It was actually the bird show.
There he is. Mark Fidrick, the bird. All right. No, listen, man. I gotta hear this because David Culley said something today, Clint, in his press conference that I just can't ride with. He's talking about the potential of explosive plays, and they've been void of that, especially in this last game. I know you were saying, Clint, hell, if y'all not even going to try to do anything, put Tyrod Taylor in the game. If you're not even going to do anything, well, he was hit with the explosive plays question. This was his response.
No, we're trying to get those explosive plays. We just haven't done that. And, again, being behind the chains have also had an effect on how we approach getting the ball down the field. If we had stayed above the chains in first and second downs a lot more than what we had been, we'd be getting the ball down the field. But we're trying to get back to manageable situations and more so than trying to get the ball down the field.
So help me with this, Clint. Help me with this because my eyes, when I watch it, especially the road games, games that come to mind, this last one against Arizona, Buffalo. I think Indy, there was some attempts. But when I watch these road games, especially the one Sunday, it is hard for me to look at that offense and think, all right, bam, we're going to run all these wide receiver screens that don't have a chance, all these horizontal plays that don't have a chance and not down the field north and south, to think they're trying. But you know the game and you know how game plans are. Do you understand what David Culley is saying when he says we are trying to make big plays? We are trying to get the ball down the field.
Yeah, I think they would, I think they would like to have more explosive plays, have the ability, have the players that can create explosive plays. I don't think that the game plan is void of those shot plays or plays that have explosive options potential. The problem is David Culley doesn't have players that can make those explosive plays. And the problem is that when you look at what's going on around the quarterback, in a sense of if you can't run the football, it's hard to play action. When it's hard to play action, you can't manipulate the linebackers. You can't manipulate the safeties. And when that's the case, it's very, very difficult to throw the ball down the field. And you look at this offense's inability to protect the quarterback. Max Sharping got benched before the first quarter was up last week. I mean, it was an absolute disaster up front. And so when you look at, the way these games unfold is they have to be conservative because the offensive line can't protect. They have to be conservative because either the receivers can't get down the field and get open or the quarterback doesn't have the ability to make those plays. And so I don't think he wouldn't like to have explosive plays, and I don't think they're not in the playbook. I just think when you look at what he has to deal with, there's reasons why they don't have explosive plays. And I think it has a lot to do with personnel. So
I could get that. You could look at their personnel and see that. It's just when my man comes out and says, man,
Davis Mills is doing everything we've asked him to do. He's not turning the ball over, baby. Yeah. He's doing everything we ask him to do. And when I watch him, it looks like no matter the down or distance, if it's a four-yard route, he's throwing it. If it's a five-yard route, he's throwing it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, third and 17, third and 18. And when I see that, it is hard for me to get – if you believe Davis Mills, because it'd be one thing, Clint, if he came out and said, Davis isn't turning the ball over, but man, there was a couple of things he missed. There were some big play opportunities that he missed out there. I can hear that.
Right.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying he's doing everything we want, and everything he wants is screen here, quick thing, third and 17. Hey, Jordan Akins, 4-4 yard out. All right, that's where it's hard for me to believe. We're trying for down the field plays. When you said he's doing everything you're asking him to do, and what he's asking him to do is get the ball out in half.
Yeah, it makes you wonder: are they, like I said from the get-go in the post-game show, are they overprotecting a young quarterback? And when I say that, I mean, is it a play calling? Is it a game plan? Is it simply the way you're developing the kid in practice and just harping so hard on checking the ball down and not taking risk with the football that it's created this guy that is just ultra conservative? Or are there things, like you said, which I bet it's more so this than the first, is I think things get lost in translation with Culley's press conferences. Like I'd be willing to bet you there's some things that were dialed up. There were probably some things that popped and were actually open when you watch them on film. And Davis Mills, you know, got through his progression quick and checked the football down because that's what they've been chopping him. They've been telling him to do. You know, since he became the starter. And so I would imagine it's a combination of all of the above, but David Culley's, you know, inability to just say, hey, man, we're struggling up front right now. We're struggling getting separation. We're struggling with getting, you know, our quarterback to get through his read and get the ball, drive the football down the field at opportune times. I think a lot of it probably gets lost in translation with David Culley in his press conferences.
All right, let's do it right now. Your chance right now, 713-572-4610. Your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Houston Open Golf Tournament. That comes up November 11th through November 14th. Don't miss a second of the action. Tickets are available at HoustonOpenGolf.com. But caller number five, 713-572-4610, Jim We'll take care of you. Your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Houston Open Golf Tournament. And, Clint, we said we're going to drop by there. We might go over there, a little prep over there.
I would love to, man.
Check it out.
I would love to. Brooks Koepka, I'm a big fan of Brooks Koepka, man. I'd like to go over there and see him swing the sticks a bit.
All right.
What do you say?
I'm down, man.
I mean, you just ignored it. I mean, I was talking about going over with my partner. You don't want to do it?
Yeah, I'm down, man.
All right, cool.
I always got time to spend time with you, man.
You're going to piss – don't piss anybody off.
I don't ever do that.
That's a lie. Bold-faced lie, to be honest with you.
I mean, sometimes. But it's rarely ever my fault. Rarely. All right. Big news that has just hit the World Series that may affect the game. And Dusty Baker, the manager – thinks it will affect their home field advantage. We'll discuss that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.